What's going on, guys, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I hope you guys have had a great week so far. And today we're just going to kind of chit-chat about a couple of things, nothing real serious. This episode actually might be fairly short, but I just wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things. And actually today I have my Gatorade. I got the vaccine yesterday. And I did get the Moderna. For those of you out there that are thinking about getting the vaccine, I would say probably for like, I got the vaccine and then they have you go in like this little holding area. And depending on how you answer a question, you either have to stand there for 15 minutes or 30 minutes. And so I was supposed to stand there for 15 minutes. And I would say probably after I got the shot and between the time I got the shot and then I sat down in the chair, I was probably sitting there for probably about 2 minutes or so. And I started, like, my heart started racing. And I felt like I was going to pass out. I was just a little dizzy. And then, like I said, I sat there about 15 minutes and it kind of passed. Towards the end, because I got that shot at probably like 11. I got it at 11 in the morning. And then I would say probably about 2-3 hours later, my arm was starting to get a little sore, like my left arm where they gave me the injection. And then, of course, this morning, my arm was a little sore. I was a little tired today, but other than the arm soreness, is actually, my arm is not as sore right now, and it's 6:53 at night, as it was this morning when I got up at 8. So it gets better, but it's still, I mean, I can feel that it's there, but it's not like, oh my God, I can't lift my arm because I can barely lift my arm up. And other than a little tiredness, that's pretty much what I've experienced. They did tell me that I need to drink a lot of Powerade, Gatorade. I think I said I had Gatorade, but I do have Powerade. The blue kind is the best kind. pretty much you need to stay hydrated, and Powerade and Gatorade is the best because of the electrolytes. So I've been sipping on that today. So this is 3 weeks in a row that I have not had a cocktail with you guys, but I'm sipping on something today. So that's a start. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into it. And we're going to talk about, like I said, we're just going to talk about just different things that I've been thinking about, and we'll go from there. So let's get into it. All right, guys, so we're just gonna get right into it today, and a couple of things I wanted to talk about was the first thing, that the main topic that I was going to talk about today is a lot of you guys who listen to me, a lot are like friends and stuff like that, who I just send it to, like in messages, for them to listen to it, and then they kind of give me feedback and ask questions and want to hear things to talk about, so forth and so on. And the biggest thing is I can't interact with you guys. Like, I can't, like, unless somebody like sends me a Facebook message and says, you know, I want to talk about this and that, then there's no, you know what I'm saying, no way to communicate with you guys. And so I was thinking about moving platforms, and I was thinking more along the lines of either a YouTube channel or a Instagram. Like, I have Instagram, of course, for my own personal use, but you can kind of do podcasts now with the live rooms. But it would be more so, the format would be a little different. Like, instead of me just rambling on the whole time, I would bring guests on to talk about multiple different things. We can talk about relationships. We can talk about their professions, hot topics, you know, whatever. And I can just bring people on. You guys can actually join the live stream. Or it'll just be there on my page and you can, like, you know, follow the podcast that way. So I'm thinking about those two. I'm toying with those two things. And I think it'll be fun. I obviously don't do this for money or anything like that. You know, I do my regular 9-to-5. I would never work a 9-to-5 shift. Ugh, that's gross. to work that late. But I wish I could, like, work at like 10 a.m. and get off at 1. Like, that would be the best job ever and still make my full salary. But let's be clear, that's not going to happen. But I was thinking about, this is a random thought, and then I'm going to go back off of my tangent, okay? We work, most people, average, I would say, we work 5 days, and we only get 2 off. How is that fair? Like, can we do 3, 4? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping about having to work, but shoot, that weekend flies by every time. Every single time. But anyways, yeah. So I was thinking about changing platforms, and then I would also change the name of the podcast as well. I was thinking, like, I love what I call toboggans. Most people call them beanies, but I like the toboggans because I think, don't quote me on this, like I said, I think that there is a difference between a toboggan and a beanie, because I think the toboggan has the ball. So I like the one with the balls, but people still call them beanies. So we would do beanie. I'm thinking about doing Beanie Chronicles as the name. Don't steal my idea, people. And then I'm gonna wear a beanie, so that would be like my signature, and my little following of people would be Beanie Nation. I got a little, something in the works, but y'all steal my idea and be hot, right? I'm right here. I'm copywriting it right now. So anybody gets my idea, because it's not on anything. I've already checked. It's not on there. So if it pops up tomorrow, tonight, I know y'all stole it from me. Let me be great, okay? I was thinking, like, this episode on here before, I've talked about, like, my sister friends. And I was thinking, who better to bring on for my first episode? And us to just chop it up and just look how different we are. Different personality, all professionals. And we are just cray, okay? But I think it'll be a good time. But, and then I was also thinking about how I could incorporate that and maybe do both. I don't know. I'm gonna have to toy with that. But yeah, it's really looking forward to that and getting that. I'll probably say in May. Because I told you guys I was moving. I am moving to Ohio on May 15th. Technically the 14th, but I'm moving into my new place on May 15th. So that might be something new that I might do in my new place. So I'll be looking forward to that. But I'll keep you guys updated. Keep an eye out for that. What are those brackets looking like? You know I have to bring that up every episode until that's over. Right now, my money pot, because it went so badly for everybody, there has actually been a winner chosen before the Final Four, if that tells you how bad it went. And it was not me. I was not the winner. However, like I said, the Zags, they need to win, okay? And I can at least be like, feel good that I picked the winner. The women's games have been on point. If you watch the game with the UConn women, like I said, if you like basketball, just watch it, right? So the big controversy was that UConn fouled Baylor's player at the last shot. Again, when I watch basketball, I don't watch it as a fan. Was that a horrible call? Sure. But did that lose you the game? No. You let UConn go on a 19-0 run before that. That, my friend, is what lost you the game. Okay? And then, let me say this. Coach Mulkey, I like Coach Mulkey. I think she, she's good for the game of women's basketball. You know what I'm saying? She does what she does. She can coach, whatever. But she made a statement about wanting the Final Four, pretty much the NCAA, not to test the kids for COVID for the Final Four, because, of course, if any one of them tests positive, that pretty much is going to pretty much disqualify their team. And she was saying that they should just let them play. Now, Kim, baby girl, like I said, everything, you good for the game of basketball, okay? And I'm not one to be like, stick to basketball and don't say nothing. But that was just silly. What kind of sense does it make to have people run around potentially having COVID and then take it home to their 70-year-old grandmother? Make it make sense, Kim? It doesn't. Okay? And I really can't take it seriously coming out of the mouth of somebody that had a wrestling match with a face mask on live television. I'm sorry. But baby girl, I'm gonna need you to pull it. I'm gonna need you to retract that one, okay? But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of March Madness. Those games are going down this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're gonna talk about that next week, about the games, the championship. We're gonna talk about basketball next week. So if you're into sports, get ready to tune in next week. I'm gonna kind of give my opinions and my little breakdowns. I'm gonna be a whole little news anchor out here. Well, sports anchor, okay? But anyways, but like I said, this episode was going to be short, sweet, to the point. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll be back on Sunday. You guys enjoy the rest of your week. And as always, if you work on the weekends, I'm sorry. Everybody else, enjoy your Friday. Be blessed, be safe, and I'll see you on Sunday.